Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I have told stories all my life. Sometimes I knew I was telling a story, and sometimes I didn't. I guess that helps make them real. It's no good telling a story if, at the time, you don't believe it. I've learned that, and I'll pass it on to you. If you're going to tell stories, you'd better believe them. And if you're going about creating your life, you had better like your story and be open to where the plot goes, wherever it goes. Let me put it another way. If the world is only what you wake up to, simply because you have not imagined an alternative, if your reality is not being invented by you, you have equated yourself with your pets. Now, I don't mean to be cruel, but I do mean to challenge you. Sparky the dog greets the same world every day in the same way for the same reasons. Variations, alternatives, and changes are not in his picture. It's this way because he's a dog. Oh, when he's forced to, he can adjust to something different, but he has no power to imagine something different. Left to his own devices, and unless you change it for him, his world will be the same for as long as he lives. That's who he is. We are not dogs. We have the power to look at our lives and say, this is what I want. This is what I love. This is where I want to be a day from now, a week from now, and the day I die. Our lives are our own. We need to invent, to change, wish for things, and take chances. I know some people who take incredible chances on a daily basis. Some of them are artists. Others are in business, and some of them are homemakers. I long ago realized that what we do in life, what we do on a daily basis for a living, is not who we are. How we do what we do is much more telling. A lot of folks make the mistake of assuming that living a life which one actually creates is only for those whom we call creative. You know, actors, painters, musicians, and the like. I can tell you beyond a doubt that those people are just as likely to live their lives by rote as the folks we think of as practical. I invented toys and games for 30-some years, surrounded by some of the most off-the-wall, on-the-edge creative types you could ever imagine. And I will tell you this. Some of the wildest of the bunch live their lives in dread of the next day, the next hour. Rather than change what needed changing, they hid and cried and shouted at the moon. On the other hand, I worked with engineers, model makers, and office managers who knew very well it was up to them to take each day by the lapels and shake it into something worth living. Too often, the hurdles we can't seem to overcome are merely habit and the comfort that habits afford us. In some ways, it's easier to take what we find and say, well, so, there it is. I wish I liked it better. Instead of saying, so there it is. What am I going to make of it? We settle, don't we? We settle mostly because it's comfortable. Groucho Marx used to tell this story. Please bear with me. It's very much to the point. A guy goes to the psychiatrist concerning his brother. The doctor says, how can I help you? The man says, my brother thinks he's a chicken. The doc says, it's a classic delusion. Bring him in and I'll try to help him. The man says, I can't. I need the eggs. You get it? The guy knows that there is something wrong. He's tired enough of it to get help, but when push comes to shove, he cops out and he decides to leave things the way they are. It doesn't have to be that way, does it? So how about tomorrow? We take one little thing that bugs us, any dumb crumb of annoyance. It doesn't matter whether it's in the barn or at the office or in the kitchen or about your kids' manners. Just take one little something that needs changing and do something about it. Now, fair warning, this sort of behavior can become habitual. It leads to bigger changes. It has been known to cause smiles, a lighter step, better posture, and much sweeter dreams. The truth is, we don't need the eggs. It just seems easier that way.